Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twins win earlier, beat the Yanks 10-7. A look inside that box score, and you will see that not a ton of the Yankees regulars made the trip to Fort Myers today. But Byron Buxton was in the lineup and had a big day. Carlos Correa was in the lineup and had a big day. And you had Santana at first, Buxton in center field, Correa at short, Lewis at third, Kepler in right, Vasquez catching, Castro in left, and then Martin played at second base. Walner got some ABs at the DH. So a lot of regulars for the Twins today. Byron Buxton had a good day. Three hits, three runs, four RBI in the ballgame. Carlos Correa, a couple of hits. Royce Lewis had a hit in the game. So certainly some positivity. Byron Buxton hit a home run in the game, had a triple in the game. Lewis had the double. So some good things on what will be the meat of the Twins order this season. By the way, they get the Nats tomorrow at high noon. Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic and good enough to join us. Dan, good to visit with you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Yeah, good to chat with you, and thanks again for the time. And I want to bring up a piece right out of the gate that you did on Griffin Jacks at the website The Athletic, and I encourage Twins fans to check it out. It really is well done and a great story. Congrats.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, it's really interesting what they chose to do. They did it last year. They did it again this year, which was mental skills coaching, and it's something that only a few teams are doing. I know the Houston Astros also started it, but when Pete Mackey took over as the team's pitching coach full-time last year, he really wanted to make sure that they emphasized that. And, you know, every team has sports psychologists hanging around during the season. How they utilize them, that, you know, that's a little different. And Twins opted right away with their first 3 days in camp just to have meetings. You know, every day in camp, there's about 90 minutes of meetings, something along that line, as they get ready in the mornings. And so they chose this 10 minutes each day talking about mental skills and trying to basically – You know, everybody that's at the major league level is going to be an elite athlete for the most part. I mean, we're talking about the best arms in baseball. You know, everywhere like you look, there's talent. And the Twins want to make the difference with the mind. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, we've always heard it. You know it. You know, the big arm that never makes it, the guys like that that can throw 100 and just couldn't put it together mentally. They chose to emphasize it. And I thought immediately when I heard of it, of Griffin Jacks, because last year he had that stretch, and really it was like from the end of April till about May 19th where he just had bad luck and then bad results, and the combo of the two put him in this tailspin where, you know, he's just walking around like a deer in the headlights for about a month, and it was very obvious that he was uncomfortable and trying to figure out how to get out of it. And you know, so when we talked about mental skills, he was very much on board and said they were really key to him in that and getting out of it. And obviously we saw what he could do in October in the playoffs. That was probably the best he's ever thrown. And that was honestly a question I think a lot of us probably had, was which Griffin Jacks would show up when it came time to October. And he really answered the bell. And I think a lot of it has to do with this kind of coaching. That's why Pete Mackey, their pitching coach, really focuses on it. And, you know, it's definitely something beneficial. And, look, they're spending 10 minutes on it over 3 days and basically getting the players familiar with this staff that's around all year.
It is interesting, particularly Griffin Jacks, because his route to the major leagues was unusual. United States Air Force Academy, coming out of a military academy. Those are hard to get into. So Griffin Jacks is really unique because of, you know, what he did, number one, getting into a military academy, and then ultimately sticking with the game and getting to the major leagues. It's not easy to get to the big leagues.
No, it's not. I mean, look, those are... Yeah. You don't have a lot of guys that come out of the academies. What David Robinson comes to mind from the Naval Academy in basketball,
sure.
But maybe the tallest the cadet ever there in Navy history.
Right.
But it's not the route that you usually travel. And look, Griffin Jacks was not a good major league starting pitcher either. He was he only had the 1 year, but he was a pretty average to terrible starting pitcher. He had a 6 ERA that year. And it really wasn't good. And they've reinvented him into this slider specialist. And, I mean, he's nasty. And we saw it in October. We saw it many times throughout last year. But he had these two big stretches in the middle where a lot of guys just don't get out of that. You know, that May stretch. Again, in August, I think he gave up 10 runs and 10 innings in August. A lot of guys, that gets to them. They fail. And he didn't. And a lot of credit to him for being able to withstand those and then thrive. And I think that probably should lend to a better season for him, knowing that he's capable like that, because I think his confidence is through the roof, and his stuff when it's going good, if you compare those two things together, man, that's a pretty good weapon for the Twins late in the game.
And joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Dan Hayes from The Athletic covers the Twins. And going into this season, the bullpen figures to be a strong suit, that the moves that have been made, the pitchers that carried over from 2023, the Twins are in a good spot in that bullpen.
They are. I think that really, you know, they lost Emilio Pagan, who was it's funny how much our opinion of him probably changed over the last year. To the point where
sure.
It's like, oh man, let him go. And you know, like, why aren't we re-signing him? From the guy that everybody wanted gone within the first 2 months of his time. But he's rubber armed and he could be used in every situation. And the Twins really, they knew they were losing a lot, but I think they did a really good job. Nothing was flashy about the guys they really brought in. You know, Josh Stalman is still a question whether or not he can get the fastball velocity back. It's going to be a big, you know, physical test for him. And so far his fastball has not been quite what it has been in the past. It is spring training. Stuff comes alive during the season. Stuff comes alive when the weather warms up, that kind of stuff. But so far, maybe he's not quite what he wants to be. But beyond him, they got Justin Topa. They got Jay Jackson. They got the lefty from Miami in the Nick Gordon trade, Stephen Okert. You know, they really added around a outstanding back end, because when you look at Duran, you look at Jax, they already had those two. Obviously, Brock Stewart's back. You have Caleb Theobald in there. And you look at that group and you say, boy, this is a pretty nasty bunch as it is. And they were able to bring in some extra arms around it. And again, nothing's flashy. You could argue that their biggest move of the offseason would be Byron Buxton being healthy. If this is the Byron Buxton we can expect, that's really, you know, they went with the group they had signed, and they really are relying on the group that's there to get it done, and hoping last year was a lot of underperformance. And those are the gambles you have to take when you're kind of, you've got the self-imposed budget and the limitations they did to drop, you know, I think they're 26, 27 million shy of where they were last year in payroll. And, but it's still a pretty good looking team right now. I you know, they're projected to win the division, and they should roll to the division. And I know Detroit's going to come up and get better. And I know that Kansas City actually spent a little money on players. The White Sox are terrible, though. Cleveland always has pitching. There will be a challenge, but look, talent-wise, if Correa, Buxton, and Lewis are healthy, there's no team that can match that talent in the division.
Yeah, and we got a little taste of it today against the Yankees. And it's crazy how many years now, you know, the if with Byron Buxton. But it is no joke. When right, when healthy, when 100%, and he's saying all of those things so far this spring, he is an MVP caliber talent. That we just haven't seen it over long stretches.
No, we haven't. And look, he's not just saying it with his mouth. He's saying it with his body language. He's saying it with his mannerisms. Yeah. The way he's moving, it's evident. Byron Buxton feels good. How long can they sustain that? That's the big question for them. Always is. It's going to be the big question for him for the rest of his career. But, you know, right now he's in a good spot, and he's able to do things. The thing that, you know, I think that fans will see a difference in, this is a guy that hadn't been able to really get a lot of work in the cage for the last 2 years because he felt so terrible. I mean, there were series where he wouldn't get a swing in the cage. He spent all his time prepping to get on the field for his three at-bats, and that was it. And he wouldn't see a pitch in the cage. Now he is able to get into his legs a lot more. He's doing things he was unable to do the last 2 years, and that should, you know, hypothetically lead him to be a better hitter than he has been. And that's that thought is scary because, look, if you look at what he did last year in April, he had an 881 OPS. Things went downhill. Obviously, he was hurt last year, but he was an all-star in 2022, and he was incredible, especially in that first half. So I think that, you know, the prospect of him, especially because they don't have to rely on him as much as they used to with Royce Lewis kind of coming along the way he has, and obviously Carlos Correa being there. It's not all on Byron the way maybe it used to be, and that's a good place for the Twins to be.
One other guy I want to bring up, Dan, and get your thoughts on, and that is Max Kepler. And there was talk at one point, especially among fans, after he really struggled out of the gate in 2023, that he might be released or designated for assignment or whatever. They hung in there with Kepler. He had a big second half, and then the rumors are circulating that he might be one of the guys traded along with Jorge Polanco, and we know Polanco's gone. Kepler's still there. If Kepler, and this is another if, can, you know, deliver and produce the way he did in the second half of 2023, that is another gigantic bonus.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And it's, you know, look, fans are always going to say DFA, get rid of.
Yeah.
They don't know this front office that well if they think they're just DFAing guys. This is the group that tries to get every last value out of every asset they have. And so they just keep believing in Max Kepler. And believe me, I mean, it wasn't just the fans that wanted him gone. I mean, there were coaches there. It was frustrating. And Max Kepler has that ability to, because he doesn't, you know, he's so quiet generally. You can't read him, and players, teammates will tell you that they don't know what he's thinking, that kind of thing. But it's not like he's a disruptive force in there. It's more that people just don't know what to make of him. And in June, I remember the base running mistake he made in that loss to Tampa Bay. It was a walk off. I think Randy Arozarena hit an oppo homer off of Duran, and Kepler had a base running gaffe in the top of the ninth that cost them the go ahead run. And Rocco Baldelli was livid, and I thought that was the end. And he kind of treated him like for the next week he sparingly used him and sent a message. And I think that really lit a fire because, man, Max Kepler was probably their most consistent offensive performer that was in the lineup every day last year from that point on. Royce Lewis, obviously, when he was in the lineup, was their MVP. But Royce Lewis missed a lot of games. Yeah. I think he missed 36 games once he returned. So Max Kepler consistently there. And, yeah, if he can be the guy he was, I mean, with the defense he plays, he basically pays for his contract with the defense he plays. If you can get offense on top of that, that's a huge bonus. If he's the guy he was last year, they're in a really good spot.
Well, Dan, always good to visit with you. Once again, I certainly appreciate your coverage of the club and the Athletic.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, there is Dan Hayes from the Athletic. And, of course, you can find it at theathletic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.